What about a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
Don't know a thing about it.
Have you ever seen them around here?
I've seen them, not around here.
What would that be called?
A rock fence, I bet.
Where have you seen a rock fence?
Oh, I saw one around Alamo in San Antonio.
When did you go out to San Antonio?
Oh, that's been too long ago. 15 or 20 years or longer.
Just on vacation? Were you just on a vacation?
Yeah. Mr. Jones had some pencil trouble.
What kind of fences do people have around their house?
Different kinds. We never had any. And take care, we have a wire fence, woven wire.
Why did they have the wood fence that come up to a point? You know what I mean?
Had the picket.
How did you build a picket fence? Was that nailed together or what?
Well, you set those, just like you do your wire fence. And you have to nail them. Use it 2x4 at the top, and 1x12 at the bottom to nail a picket to.
Why would you carry water in?
Bucket.
What was the bucket made out of?
Some out of wood and some out of iron, I mean tin.
You call it a bucket either way though? Mm-hmm. What if you carry food to the hogs in?
Possibly tin cans, over 5 gallons.
Uh-huh.
Lard cans.
What would you call that?
Slop.
You call that the slop?
Slop pan.
What would you pour it into then?
Chalk.
You call that a?
Chalk.
And if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, what could you put them in?
Oh, flower pots. A glacier.
What's the fancy thing that you'd get?
Vase.
And if you were setting the table next to each plate for the person to eat with, you'd give everybody a
knife and fork.
And
spoon.
And nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak to cut the meat. You'd give everybody
knives.
What'd you say?
I said knives.
Okay. And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to go do
it. Has to be washed.
Okay. After she washes the dishes, to get the suds off, she does what?
Rinse them.
Okay, so you say she, what the dishes? She, after she washes, then she?
Dry them?
Or she rinse?
Huh?
What you just said. After she washes them, she...
Usually, to rinse them and then dry them.
Okay. What do you call the cloth or rag you use when you're washing them?
Dish rag.
What about when you're drying them?
Cup towel.
And to bathe your face with, you'd have a...
wash rag.
And to dry yourself?
Towel.
And if you wanted to pour something...